here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for joining us here. And if you'd like to weigh in, as always, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top stories in the news today. Home sale activity for October was way down in October, according to Zillow. This, of course, is nationwide. We talked to Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty a couple weeks ago to try to get more of an accurate picture for what it looks like here locally. And she said locally, sales are down compared to earlier in the year, but compared to a year ago, they're up. Home prices up compared to a year ago, like 12%. Like, they're up quite a bit still. So, yeah, it's down from earlier in the year, but still way up from compared to last year. Jack Smith, that is the name of the newly appointed special counsel in the Trump investigations. He's been named the special counsel for the Trump Mar-a-Lago January 6th investigations. And apparently, he in the past, he's investigated war crimes. That's like his history. Okay. And he's being touted as a prosecutor who's known to be non-political in his past. All right. I guess we shall see, right? The American Academy of Pediatrics urges the Biden administration to declare an emergency over the unprecedented RSV surge. Children's hospitals are also calling on him to declare a state of emergency. The rising RSV cases has strained the ICU beds available in places like Texas and Kansas City. So, in fact, in some places around the country, they're calling it a triple-demic. Flu, COVID, and RSV filling up hospital beds. Some places worse than others. And continue on here. Speaking of the Biden administration has gone ahead and requested the Supreme Court to allow the student loan forgiveness program. So we knew that it was going to be an appeal. But now they've appealed it to the Supreme Court, saying, hey, Supreme Court, get involved with this. And with that, by the way, Wall Street Journal had an article about scammers are starting to pop up like crazy trying to get people's information about student loan forgiveness. If you see anything out there right now, like let your kids know, let your grandkids know. If you see anything right now about, hey, fill this out for student loan forgiveness, it's a scam. It more than likely it's a scam because the official Biden, you know, Biden-Harris student loan debt forgiveness program, that has been paused until the legal stuff gets resolved. There are other student loan debt forgiveness programs that were already in place, but the majority that you're seeing now are scams. Speaking of the January 6th committee investigation into Trump, now that the House has flipped to Republicans, the January 6th panel is trying to wrap up their investigation before Republicans take over the House. Yeah, so they're trying to deal with unresolved subpoenas. They're trying to deal with criminal referrals and all kinds of other stuff. They only got about a month to do it. And speaking of the Republicans taking over the House or holding the House, whatever it might be, Lauren Boebert from Colorado has narrowly won re-election. Adam Frisch has conceded the election. Now, this is a big news story. World Cup starts on Sunday, one of the biggest sporting events in the world, if not the biggest sporting event in the world. Qatar, where it's being carried, is a very strict Muslim-run country. And Qatar has just banned beer sales at the World Cup stadiums 2 days before it begins. Yeah, people are not going to be happy about that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, really just seeing afternoon traffic that we see every afternoon, with Highway 90 being slow moving eastbound out of Pensacola towards Pace on the bridge, as well as some spotty traffic on Highway 90 westbound that's going to be going into downtown Milton, as well as at Glover Lane and eastbound at Avalon Boulevard on Highway 90. Looking good throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point on 98. We do have slow traffic westbound out of Windhaven Beach into Navarre on 98. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. It's the 15th year for Feel the Mayflower from Anna Food Pantries, presented by the Coastal Moving and Storage, our TV partner, WEAR Channel 3, and, of course, us, News Radio 92.3. Start collecting non-perishable food items now and bring them out to help fill the 53-foot Mayflower moving van on Monday and Tuesday, coming up this week at Cordova Mall. See how you can help at newsradio923.com. A couple other stories I saw here. Carvana, you know, that's the one that they deliver the cars to you. They have, like, the vending machine in places like Atlanta and stuff. Carvana laying off 1,500 people as the used car market has begun to slow down. Oh, that's not nice. Taylor Swift says watching the Ticketmaster fiasco has been excruciating. Yeah, I never thought about it from her point of view, her perspective, right? She's excited to go on tour. She knows that her fans are dying to see her. And then there's all this fiasco going on here. And so she's like, oh, okay. So, yeah, from her point of view, it's definitely it's got to be pretty rough right there. So the FDA just approved a drug that can delay type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes. This is the one that you're basically born with. It's not like type 2 where it's usually food driven. And so a pretty big one right there. Then there was also a where was the other one here? I just saw this other story here. Oh, the U.S. has declared lab-grown meat. Let me repeat that: lab-grown meat to be safe to eat. That's right. The FDA has given approval to some startup company that makes. Lab-grown meat. I probably should say this one for today's sign of the apocalypse. I mean, it's lab-grown meat. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Top 30 News. Stick around. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. It's your options right there. Lab-grown meat, exotic meats, which one do you prefer? Do a blind taste test. I would do it. I'd do a blind taste test of lab-grown meat with against like real meats. And it's just kind of crazy. We were talking about one of the top three stories. Qatar has banned beer sales at the World Cup stadiums. Oh, what? Yeah. Hey, Bobby, it sounds like there'll be a pretty busy black market with the beer for the World Cup. Yeah, people would be sneaking in stuff like crazy. I mean, that's kind of a staple for soccer games. Part of the reason why they have such bad riots and fights and stuff at the soccer games, because they're all liquored up. Yeah, that's a little bit of a surprise right there going into the World Cup. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Our top trending stories this hour. Well, the big news today, Bobby, the appointment of that special counsel to investigate former President Donald Trump. The special counsel, Jack Smith, says he plans to pursue independent investigations and says the pace of those probes is not going to slow down under his watch. Now, the Trump campaign says the appointment is a, quote, totally expected political stunt being done by a politicized, weaponized Biden Department of Justice. Meanwhile, today, the Biden administration asking the Supreme Court to allow their student loan forgiveness plan to go into effect. That plan blocked by two federal courts in a months-long legal battle now. The administration asking justices to vacate a decision by a federal appeals court. They say the decision leaves millions of economically vulnerable borrowers in limbo about the size of their debt. We talked yesterday, Bobby, about all the snow headed up to the New York area and Buffalo in particular. Well, apparently they did get a lot of snow, 42 and a half inches. That's a lot of snow. But it was apparently it varied a lot because only a little bit to the north, they only got 13 inches of snow. And there's been a recall for all of our Ford F-150 drivers. The possible failure of a windshield wiper motor in Ford pickups is leading to a recall. More than 550,000 F-150s in the U.S. and Canada are being recalled. The defect is found on 21 and 22 models. So if you've got a new F-150, you might be getting that notice in the mail.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So there's you get these recalls all the time with these vehicles, though. I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and like a week ago, because there was some other vehicle that had some recall, and I was like, do you have any recalls in your vehicle? And he was like, how would I know? I'm like, you just actually go to their website, or you can just Google it. Are there recalls? And there's websites out there that will give you all the recalls on your vehicle. So, oh, I don't know. And so we pulled up on his phone, he just Googled it, and like his car has like 10 recalls on it, on his vehicle that he's driving.
Like every part is recalled. Just bring it in. We'll build you a whole new one right here on site.
Exactly. He was like, holy cow. I was like, yeah, you might want to go take that to the dealer. I'm just saying. He was like, how do I know if these have, like, maybe these were done because he bought it used. I'm like, some of them might've been fixed already before you got it. You know, that's cross your fingers and in your toes, or just take it to the dealer and let them check on it. So they'll be able to tell. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny though. He just looked it up. It was like, oh my gosh. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout our area, as well as 29 north and southbound looking good. Still have slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, checking in clear. You will see slowdowns as you head westbound into Navarre from Windhaven Beach on 98. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, got a quick update for you on the coming up here next, I do want a quick update on recruitment. Next hour, we're going to be talking about jobs and the whole jobs report. But I do have a little bit about jobs here in the state of Florida coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about one of the top three stories is that Qatar World Cup has a banned, or not World Cup, but Qatar has banned alcohol sales, beer sales at the stadiums where the World Cup's going to be held. We're like, oh man, going to create a black market, people smuggling beer. You got to text it. I guess Budweiser won't be advertising for the broadcast. No, they probably will be, because they're like, hey, you can't get Budweiser at the stadium, but you can get it at home. That ought to be their commercial. If you were in Qatar right now, you wouldn't be able to drink beer, but you're not, so go out and get a Bud. Yeah, there you go. That's a commercial. You're welcome. There is a report. Florida ranks first in the United States for attracting and developing skilled workforce. Dun, dun, dun. Governor DeSantis continues to say that Florida ranks tops when it comes to keeping the economy open and being job friendly. And he says, by keeping Florida free and open, we have created a positive economic environment and invested in our state's workforce and communities. So we lead the United States now in net migration and talent attraction. So looking at the list overall, we led all states in net migration, more than 388,000 residents between 2016 and 2020. That is double the next state in the report. The next state is Texas. And so we have nearly double the net migration moving into here than Texas. I think that's significant because often when we talk about migration, everybody seems to bring up Texas. Like everybody's like, everybody's moving to Texas. And I'm like, well, actually, based on the numbers, everybody's moving to Florida, then Texas. And I think there's a reason, the reason for that. Texas has been overrun by Californians. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Got your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. But I do want to talk about, let me read a couple of texts here. Hey, Bobby, how long before the Electoral College will show Florida's population increase? The Electoral College? I don't think that'll be. I mean, we got to wait for. Unfortunately, we have to wait for another census. The last census, you know, I don't think it's any secret that they explained that they felt like there were certain states that weren't accurately counted. This is the second time in a row that Florida hasn't been as accurately counted as it was supposed to have been. So hopefully the next census will have a much better, you know, group in the population that way. Will they change the Electoral College based on that? How many votes Florida gets based on that? I don't know. I actually don't know what the process is for that, to be honest, with population changes, you know, moving around and everything like that. And so I have to look that up. They're probably going to be waiting for the census. I mean, we just had the 2020 census, though, so they should adjust it based on that already. Did we have enough population increase from 2010 to 2020 to get another electoral college vote? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good one. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just a reminder to go ahead and download the News Radio 92.3's mobile app. You can find it by looking for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. If you do so, you can listen to podcasts of this show, podcasts of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. And we also have some news on there as well. And I listen to the stream all the time. It's pretty easy to do, so check it out. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you before we get into sports. Children's hospitals have called on the Biden administration to declare an emergency in response to the unprecedented RSV surge. Also, the Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court now to intervene as it pertains to the student loan forgiveness program. It's been blocked by two different federal judges now. They've made an appeal, but now they've basically appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, having them wanting them to weigh in. And Qatar has banned beer sales ahead of the World Cup stadium 2 days before it begins. That was one of our big top three stories. It's also one of our sports stories. Speaking of sports.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on TNT tonight, beginning at... Oh, sorry, not on TNT. Sorry, well, it's on ESPN. Milwaukee Bucks are taking on the 76ers at 6:30, and then the late game at 9 o'clock is going to be the Knicks against the Golden State Warriors. NCAA football tonight, ESPN2 has South Florida taking on Tulsa at 8 o'clock. FS1 has San Diego State University playing University of New Mexico. And then hockey... NHL Hawks on ESPN Plus. LA takes on Vancouver. NCAA men's basketball is on ESPN 2. Number 5, Baylor is playing Virginia. Number 16, Virginia on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Then in college football, well, actually, let me hit high school football for tonight. So this we're in the playoffs now. So what we have with 1R, Northview is hosting Holmes County. Baker is at Chipley. In 2S, Pensacola Catholic is playing Florida State University High School. And West Florida is playing at Sewanee. In 3S, Pine Forest is hosting Choctawahatchee, and Escambia High is hosting Columbia. And that's all that's left in the playoffs here in our area. Then in college football tomorrow, number 19, Florida State University is playing Louisiana Raging Cajuns. The game starts at 11. Of course, we'll have that game for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Florida is playing Vanderbilt. Miami is playing number 9, Clemson. Number 8, Alabama is playing Austin Peay. Auburn is playing Western Kentucky, and South Alabama is playing Southern Mississippi. In the NFL on Sunday, the Jags and the Bucks are both off, but the Saints are playing the Rams. Sunday Night Football is the Chiefs against the Chargers, and Monday Night Football is the 49ers against the Cardinals. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10, I-110 checking in clear, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. 98 also moving nicely throughout Tiger Point and Gulf Beach, but you will see some slow traffic if you're heading westbound from Windhaven Beach into Navarre on 98. Seeing our typical afternoon slow traffic, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, in sports news, the Washington Commanders are going to honor Virginia football players with helmet decals this week after that fatal shooting. Tennessee Titans ended up winning over the Packers last night. Go Titans. But unfortunately, offensive coordinator for the Titans, Todd Downing, was arrested for a DUI just hours after the win. And the Bills have gone ahead and canceled Thursday's practice due to the snow. They don't plan to leave for Detroit until Saturday. I don't know if you've seen the snow. Ooh. Remember I was saying yesterday is a wise move for them to move it to Detroit, because you might be thinking, you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning to clean up the snow. And I'm like, it is a lot of snow that they could possibly be getting. Sure enough, I mean, you look at the bleachers, it's just like little humps. It's just a big white cloud with little humps in the cloud. It is so much snow. The pictures are just like, oh, that's overwhelming. Like, it'd be one thing maybe if like tomorrow the sun would come out and start to help melt stuff, but it won't. And so it's gotta be moved by hand. It'll take a week to move it, to get rid of all that snow. So good move for them. By the way, the game, who was it? I think it was Kent State. No, Akron was supposed to be playing the University of Buffalo tomorrow. That game's canceled. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have your weekend movie preview. But first,
this is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Big Green Egg. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. Congrats to Aaron Judge for winning the American League MVP. And now comes the most interesting part, his free agency. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said yesterday that the team is feeling the urgency and already made an offer to Judge. I believe there's true desire for Judge to remain a Yankee. My guess, Judge's contract is signed and sealed before Christmas. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
This is a hilarious commercial. Oh, that's fun. That's good stuff right there. I think that commercial's good. You're going to be cracking up. He's like, they like to learn how to drive by feel. It's all right. That's hilarious. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There's, I don't even know what I was going to talk about anymore. Oh, yeah. Half of us have a family member we'd like to ban from the holidays. According to recent polling, 52% of us have at least one family member we're like, we wish we could just ban them. The top people you'd like to ban. Do you have somebody you want to ban from the holidays? I don't have anybody I want to ban from the holidays. Like, even if I'm not getting along with a cousin or a different family member, I don't want to ban them. But maybe it's just because my personality. Because you haven't noticed, I'm not really afraid of conflict. So maybe that might be why. I don't know. But I don't have somebody I'd want to ban. It's like, I still love you, even though you're crazy. And I want to, throw punch you every second. I still love you. So come on to the thing. I'm just saying. It's just weird. 52%. The top family member that people want to ban, an aunt. Followed by an uncle. Then a nephew. And then a cousin. Okay, I thought if there's going to be any group in there, it might be like in-laws or something. But there you go. Number one reason to ban somebody for the holidays, lingering or unresolved family issues. Number two, personalities that clash. Number three, beliefs or values that don't line up. Number four, politics. And number five, alcohol. Yeah, some people drink a little too much alcohol. I'm the guy. You know what? Maybe this is what it is. It's like that whole thing, like, if you don't have anybody you want to ban from the holidays in your life, you are the one they want to ban. That's probably me. With the politics and the beliefs and the personality, they're like, oh, Bobby's showing up again. If he tells us one more thing about, this or that or that or this. I remember there was a holiday gathering at one point. Somebody said, you're not on the radio. You already did your show for today. You don't have to keep on. Like, isn't your voice tired? You just did 3 hours. Aren't you tired? Like, I can go all day. Don't push me. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, and then we'll get to your weekend movie preview. That's cool right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I said, is there anybody you want to ban from the holidays based on this new study? The guy texted Aunt Karen. Oh, now, come on now. That's going back with the whole, yeah. We haven't talked about Elizabeth Holmes quite yet, but I think Elizabeth Holmes' sentence is too harsh for a nonviolent crime. It's a fascinating story, though. She's going along for a long time for scamming people, a very long time. And yeah, thank you very much, Bobby. You'll always be welcome at my house. I appreciate that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to, first let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking pretty good. We do have one accident. This is going to be on Brent Lane in between Palafox Street and I-110. So seeing some slight slowdowns, going to be in both directions at this on Brent Lane there. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout Pensacola. We do have slow traffic as you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge, as well as eastbound on 90 and Avalon Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, apparently there's been a huge increase in kids testing positive for the flu here in our area. The Studer Family Children's Hospital says they've seen over a 500% increase from October to November. Dr. Jason Folland is the chief medical officer there. He says with the flu running through our area, kids should get the flu shot if they haven't already.
If you've gotten the vaccine, I'm more likely to see a child who's just gotten dehydrated and maybe doesn't feel so great compared to the children who don't get vaccine, who are getting admitted for influenza pneumonia and making it into the intensive care unit.
And he says that this month there have been over 1,000 kids that have tested positive for the flu. Last month it was only about 200.
Yeah, I saw that. So picking up pretty quickly overall. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in a couple minutes, we've got your sign of the apocalypse. But right now, it's Friday.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here. Starting off, there's basically one movie in the theater. It's called The Menu. Stars Ralph Fiennes, and Anya Taylor-Joy. It is rated R, and it's a horror comedy. And it also has Nicholas Hoult in it. So Nicholas, they're a young couple who travel to a remote island to eat at an exclusive restaurant run by a celebrity chef played by Ralph Fiennes. But when they get there, they learn that the menu comes with some shocking surprises and that the dozen guests will be lucky to escape with their lives. So, yeah, it's The Menu, rated R, in theaters today, horror comedy. Here's a big one I've been actually looking forward to. I don't have Netflix, but if I did, I'd be wanting to watch this one. Slumberland, rated PG, starring Jason Momoa and Kyle Chandler. It's a kids' show. A young girl discovers a secret map to the dream world of Slumberland, and with the help of an eccentric outlaw, she traverses dreams and flees nightmares with the hope that she will be able to see her late father again. Looks like a pretty fantasy, like a fantastical type movie starring Jason Momoa. And The Wonder is also on Netflix, starring Florence Pugh. It's a period drama that follows a nurse who is set from England to a remote village in Ireland back in 1862 to observe a young girl who has not eaten for months. When she tries to figure out how her patient has miraculously survived without sustenance this long, she's haunted by demons of her own. It's called The Wonder. On DVD and digital download, you have 3,000 Years of Longing that was in the theater. It's now available on DVD or digital download. It's a rated R movie that has been described as the, it's like an Aladdin for adults type of thing. 3,000 Years of Longing. So yeah, you've got all those going on right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
I changed it from what I had before. I moved it to the lab-grown meat story. That's a sign of the apocalypse. I'm sorry. The FDA has given the green light to meat grown in a laboratory. It's a cultivated chicken product made by a company called Upside Foods, and they've now deemed it safe to eat. So pretty soon, we could be getting lab-grown meat. Yeah, it still might be better than what we ate as kids in the lunchroom. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.